Scripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast, Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You probably know my face from social media, but if you don't, this podcast is a perfect crash course in getting to know me. Some weeks I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely guests and we discuss some really interesting topics. And the rest of the time, it's just little old me, usually dumping my trauma on you or having some sort of rant. And spoiler alert, a lot of them are unhinged, although if you follow me on social media, I don't think you'll be too shocked by that. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, buckle up and get ready for the ride because it's chaos. Right, I'm sure you're sick of listening to the intro, so enough of me, let's get into the podcast. Hello guys and welcome back to episode 89 of Unscripted. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about this week. A lot has happened pop culturally and in my life.
I can't wait to hear about this.
I was waiting
to come back off 2 weeks holidays. I absolutely wrecked Niamh's head before I went. I was like, listen, Niamh, we need like 6 episodes before I leave. I was like, Niamh hates me right now.
No.
I'm back off holidays and she's told me she's allowed to tell me and I don't know what it is. So
yeah, well, obviously we need to talk about Wellfest. Wellfest was the weirdest, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? The weirdest experience. I'll never get asked back to do that. Not the weirdest experience. The most bizarre, like, I had imposter syndrome. Like what the fuck was I doing during the workout?
I saw the videos of you. I'm going to get cheesy now for a minute, but I was on holidays and I seen you were there and I was like, I kind of knew you were there because you'd been telling me about it and that you were going to be practicing for it and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, look at the videos of you at Wellfest and all. And then there was one, I think, where you were sitting there and you were talking to your woman. And
I was crying.
No, you weren't crying in that clip. I only actually saw that this week. But I was like looking at it and I was like, oh my God, like you were actually glowing and you look so comfortable. And I was like, I sat there and I literally said to Graham, I was like, that's mad. Like the Niamh 2 years ago.
I know.
So actually, while we're talking about it, me and Niamh met 2 years ago in June.
Yeah.
So we're nearly at 2 years when we first did our photo shoot.
Yeah.
Scripted. Well, we did our pilot and then we did the photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So we've known each other 2 years and I think we can both say like you were going through shit back then.
Yeah.
Like you seeing you now, like it's actually so.
I'm a whole different person.
So proud of you. Even.
Love it.
I do. And when I saw Tara's post then, she posted that she was so proud of you. And I was like, I literally felt exactly the same.
Yeah. I had like major imposter syndrome. I think because obviously I've made a lot of mistakes on social media, right? I'm not going to say I haven't. Like a lot of people would have looked down upon me because I did OnlyFans, so I'm like not good enough to for anything because God, for you know, I view OnlyFans as a mistake in my life. Like obviously I didn't back then, but and I'm very hard on myself because of that. So I think being asked to do something like Wellfest, I can't even explain how much exercise has changed my life, my mental health. You know, like you've been around me. So I think being able to be involved with something like that, it was the best experience of my life. It was honestly the best weekend of my whole life. I'm not above anything else. I'm above everything else, which sounds so bad, but I had so much fun. I did it solo. I was on my own. Like Shanice was there. She was there for a little bit of the first morning of the first day. And I met Ruby and Nadia for 20 minutes on the second day, but I went the whole weekend on my own solo. No alcohol, nothing. All exercise classes. Helped teach an exercise class. Helped done a talk. I feel like it was just something that I never would have done 2 years ago. Like, not a chance.
You would have. Back then, you would have been like, oh, exercise what?
Yeah, I would have said I'm a loser. Like, that's what I kept laughing, being like, if 2020 Niamh seen me now, she would think I'm the biggest loser. But I just had so much fun. It was such a positive environment. Like, it was honestly the best fun of my whole life. And I made friends there. Like I know Declan Deco is probably listening. He's one of my followers. And like we were hanging out at points during the weekend doing classes together and he was on his own as well. So it was just lovely. Like it was such a lovely experience.
It looked like such a wholesome weekend.
It was.
And I can honestly say this is the first year, like Spain obviously go every single year and I have never had any interest in going. But this year I actually had a bit of FOMO. It looked like so much fun.
Yeah, you should go next year.
No,
yeah, we should go next year.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm never going to miss one again. It's so much, like I'd never do anything, like I do everything solo in life. Like I'm very much a loner in life. I love my own fucking company and my earphones. Like, but in terms of festivals, like, you know, environments like that, I'd never do anything on my own. Like, I'd be a shitbag. So the fact that I was able to go and do it alone, I was like so proud of myself. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. And I'm definitely going to go back next year regardless. Like, I probably won't ever be asked to do anything again because I'm after saying it was a weird experience.
I get what you mean, though.
That's, I don't mean weird.
Not something you normally would have put your name forward.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But I loved it. Like, I would happily do that every single year for the rest of my life. Like, I honestly, it was so much fun. And on to other news in my life before we get on to pop culture, lads, I can say this because I fucking... this is going to be out after. Alex is 30 on Friday. Ew. Sorry, Lauren. I forgot Lauren's in her 30s.
I'm literally like, I have 3 years on Alex.
Ew, 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 ew. I don't know why. I'm just so like, I keep winding up being like, ew, you're turning 30. Lads, look, I know.
You only have a year.
I know.
Less than a year.
I know, but I don't know what it is. I'm so afraid of turning 30, Lauren. And I know, like, what's the difference? Like, I'm basically fucking 30 now. Like, all my listeners are going to be so offended that are 30, by the way, guys. I don't think you're ew if you're 30.
I'm still here, so use it. Yeah.
I think it's because, like, when I was 16, I would have thought 30 was like, you're nearly dead. Like, you're basically in a grave at that age. Like, I would have thought you're an old age pensioner at that point. So I think now,
it feels like it.
So I think now I'm like thinking back and I'm like, oh my God, like, I thought, like, when I was 16, one of my best friends, we worked, I think I've said this before, I worked in like a restaurant kind of thing. And two of my best friends were in their 20s, like 21 and 23, when I was 16. And I used to think they were so old. Like, I used to call one of them Nanny Mac and then her surname. Like, so I used to think that was so old. And the fact that now my boyfriend's turning 30 and I'm not 30 till next year, okay? Don't be adding years to me, guys. But yeah, I think the fact that Alex is turning 30. But anyways, I have literally gone so overboard. Do you want to know what? So first thing I got was, we're going on a family holiday to Tenerife. So I booked us 5 nights before the family holiday.
To spend on our own. As someone who's just off a family holiday,
yeah.
I will tell you that is a good idea.
Good idea. In the Princess Guayamara in Tenerife, like, literally, this is like a fucking, and I did like a sweet, like, €3,000 cost for 5 days.
Oh.
€3,000. But it's so worth it. And to be honest, it's a bit selfish because I wanted to go.
The place Anna Olivia stays?
No, she stays in Volcano.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Princess Guayamara is like, yeah, and if you pay, so I got the suite with the premium, so you get like the infinity pool and like your drinks include, it's all inclusive drinks, and yeah, it's just going to be amazing. And then, but then after, I should have done that after the family holiday because we're going before, and then we're going to, like, you know, the family like cheap resort that we've all booked into together after.
Oh, so you're not staying there the whole time, sorry.
Yeah, right? Only for the 5 days, okay. And then we're going to stay with my family.
Okay.
But we have our own room. Yeah. So, yeah.
Same. That's what we just did. We just got back from, we had 10 days in, oh my God, where were we? Mallorca. And it was my first time. Have you done all inclusive before?
Yeah.
Like, but in a family hotel?
Yeah, but I never eat the food.
Yeah. So that was all I was going to say. So I went into it being like, I'm not expecting much. But dear Lord.
Yeah, so well.
My God. I was literally saying to Dylan when we recorded with him, because he was talking about it, and I was like, there was literally like a thing of plain pasta.
Ugh.
But then beside it was a bucket of sauce, right? So like tomato sauce.
What?
Like, not a bucket, like a tub or whatever.
Yeah.
But I was like, if there's only one sauce you can get, why would you not just put it on the pasta?
Put the sauce on the pasta, like.
So I didn't really get it. Like,
is it for babies that want like just plain pasta? Then just put a little separated bit of plain pasta.
There's always pizza, and like it would be a different flavour of pizza every night. But the pizza wasn't cut into triangles. They were cutting it into like strips.
Ew.
You know, like when you cut, like,
ew.
Like, why is it cut like that?
Oh, that's to try and save money.
But like after 2 days, so we would only go down for breakfast. And then we'd go for lunch and dinner. The odd time I'd go down and I'd make a roll in the restaurant and then leave with the roll to have it for my lunch because I'm not even sitting in the restaurant. But my God, and get this, right? I think this is bizarre. There was no toilet in the restaurant. You had to leave the restaurant and either go back to your room, depending on where you're on, where your toilet was, or go to reception to go to the toilet.
Yeah, that's weird? That's a rip. That's a rip off now.
And we paid $2,000 for it for the 10 days.
Fuck off.
Now our room is lovely.
Yeah.
We got like a little, it was almost like an apartment with a little terrace and all.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now, nothing too glam, but like fab.
Yeah. For what it is.
The rest of it, the free drink was the best part.
Yeah. That's why
sangria the whole time.
I nearly feel like all inclusive is a scam because I never eat food.
No.
Like never. Like I never like
the kids that we went with Graham's family and there was four kids with us and like they mailed it.
Yeah.
So I suited them, but yeah. I was like, no way.
Also, I just love going out for dinner on my holidays. Like, yeah. I don't want to eat at a fucking buffet food every single day.
We spent, I think, like probably another $2,000 in the end with us.
Just on food.
But Mallorca was very expensive. Like,
was it?
We were in the, I won't say the posh side, but like that's what everyone was calling it. We were in Calador, like far away from Mangalore for that.
Yeah.
It was like Ireland prices. Like,
oh, fuck that. No, bye. Like, you don't want that.
I've never had that on a spot.
That's why I love Tenerife. Have you ever gone to Tenerife?
Yeah, we went to Tenerife 2 years
ago. Tenerife's my favourite place in the whole world. Like, I, to be honest, I don't even know if it is that cheap, but it feels really cheap.
Oh, no, it's definitely cheap.
Yeah. And it's like, to me, I love a tacky holiday. I feel like Tenerife's tacky. And I love, like, sorry if that's offensive, but. You know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, by tacky,
like
I mean...
Like, Lanzarote, like,
yeah.
All that kind of tacky English-Irish holiday.
Yeah, and I love that. That's my favourite kind of fucking holiday. Like, I love that. Anyways, right? So, did that. Done that ages ago, and I was like, that's going to be your 30th present. And he was like...
Did you know about that?
Yeah, and he was like, happy fucking days. On Love Holidays the other night, I'm like, I feel really bad. Like, I need to get him another present because I just can't do that. Like, I can't do, I've already got you your present 3 months ago.
Yeah, you want a surprise from...
So I booked Florida.
Which she only told me about yesterday.
Yeah.
She was like, by the way, I'm going on holidays in less than a month for 2 weeks.
So yeah. No, I'm actually only doing a week in Florida. Now, you should have way longer in Florida. You need way longer in Florida.
Are you going to Orlando?
Orlando, yeah. We're staying like Lake Buena Vista. It's like very close to the Disney and Universal. I didn't know if he'd be like real excited about the prospect of the theme parks, but he was like, I love theme parks. Anyways, let me tell you. So booked that for 7 nights. You need a lot more than that. I've been to Florida before, but his brother's wedding is July. Tenerife's end of July. We can't go. It's just the only time that, and we only have a week. So I was like, fuck it. Like, whatever. You're losing a whole day to travel, which is kind of shit, but whatever. I fucking woke up the next morning and told him straight away.
Oh no.
He said to me, I was up till 5 a.m. trying to organise it. And he goes, why were you up so late last night? And I was like, and he started giving out like, oh, you were making noise at like 5 a.m. I said, don't you fucking give out. I was fucking doing shit for you. Then he was like, oh, what were you doing? What were you doing? And then he got it out of me, like, you know.
Ah, you're a softie.
I know. But there's one surprise I haven't ruined. So I've booked, I'm throwing him a surprise party. Girls, I mean full works. I've gone all out for this party. Function room, DJ, fucking lights, balloons, fucking, I got them big 30 lights, the balloon banners, the fucking sailboard signs. Everything that you could think of. I got cake pops, muffins, cake. Like, there's no kids going to this, so I don't know who's going to be eating the cake pops. But anyway,
I'll eat the cake pops.
Yeah.
I'm 33, but yeah. I'll eat a cake pop.
So everything, like, no expenses spared, booked him this fucking party. And he hasn't a fucking clue, I don't think. He turned around to me the other night. So he wrote into, his brother sent me a screenshot. He wrote into his group chat with his brother and his friends from Leeds. And the friend goes, are you doing anything for your 30th? And he goes, oh no, I never celebrate my birthdays. Richard sent it to me, his brother, and was like, oh, happy days. But then the other night we're lying in bed and he was like, oh, I might go down the country for my 30th. And I goes, no, you can't go down the country. And he goes, why, have you organized something? And then I start laughing. I can't lie. Like, I'm a really bad liar. So I started laughing and then I think he thinks something's happening, but I don't think he'll think it's a big party. I think he'll think like, oh, we're going to meet up with, like, I think he'll think it's like, oh, we're
going. How are you getting him there?
I don't know.
I thought you had this part planned.
I did have it planned, but a spanner is kind of trolling the works at the moment. It's all
How
been.
How did you plan to get him there?
I plan to say we're going for dinner. I'm bringing you out for dinner in town, but we're going to stop in at this pub that actually is in your area.
Yeah.
On the,
you told me it was that close.
Yeah. I said, we're going to stop in at this pub and we're going to have a drink on the way and meet up with your mum and Richard for your birthday.
That makes sense because Richard's from around the corner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it would have made sense if I said, oh, like, we have 2 hours to spare. Let's pop in. And then I was going to get Gary Gaskin to come down from the function room and say, oh, we're all just, I'm just at a party up here, bro, trying to come up and say hi, like, Kevo's up there and all. They're his friends that are from the area. And then, surprise, because he has been
a great idea, Niamh.
Because he has been at a party in this pub before, so he knows the function rooms upstairs. Didn't think about that while I was booking it. Should have thought about that. So can't do the like, oh, the bar's upstairs, you know, because he knows it's not.
Yeah.
But I don't know now. A little spanner has been thrown in the works just because. Anyways, don't know what's going to happen now.
He might have other plans.
Yeah, basically he might have to go for dinner. Both of us might have to go for a dinner. But it might actually work out if everything goes right. Because then we could just say, oh, well, we pop into this pub beside Richard's house for a drink after dinner.
Yeah.
You know? So fingers crossed. Fingers crossed it all goes well. I'll keep you updated. I'll let you know next week how it goes. I'm shitting it. Like, I'm really nervous. I'm going to have to spend the whole day running around. So I've hair and makeup booked for 2 o'clock. Don't know how I'm going to get away with it, because why am I getting my hair and makeup done to go for dinner? Anyways.
Yeah, that part might be suspicious.
I know, but I can't do it myself. I'm too stressed on that day. Like, I'll just stress myself out.
Just don't go too glam.
Anyways, moving on, I'll keep us updated on how that goes, guys, because it's not going very well at the moment. Anyways, I can't even speak about this. I'm stressed out of my fucking head at the moment, lads. Moving on, let's talk about some pop culture moments that Lauren's been dying to talk about.
I have been dying to talk to you about Venezuela Fury's wedding.
Icon. Well, right, I don't think she should be getting married at 16.
No, but she is iconic.
She is iconic, but like, getting married at 16 is not iconic. Like, child marriage is not iconic.
Her own family said that.
I know.
I think that's why the granddad is rowing with Tyson.
Is it?
Yeah, I think they were already arguing, but I don't think he's very happy that Tyson is letting her get married.
No, and I was surprised by Tyson and Paris's reactions. Like,
I think Paris is more like, oh, is this right? More.
Yeah.
Like,
but Tyson was delighted, like.
Tyson's handing her right.
I know, handing her over. That's like, I don't know, that it doesn't sit. And I know it's like, in the traveling community, a lot of people get married at young, you know, and I understand that. And look, our fucking grandparents were doing it. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, that was the norm. But I just feel like now, in this day and age, we've seen so much problems with like 16-year-olds getting married. Like, we've seen a lot, like, even if you look on TikTok at Bridgie Barbara, she was married off as a teenager. She actually campaigned to get the law changed so that child marriages wouldn't happen. Like, I think that's why Venezuela had to go to the Isle of Man, because in England you can't get married at 16 anymore.
Oh my God, is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, and I just thought, because I know they moved to Isle of Man anyway.
Yeah. But Bridgie Barbara actually campaigned to get that law changed so that 16-year-olds can't get married.
England. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I think it's problematic, but I also, like, I think there's an element of it that's like, it's a cultural thing as well, that maybe I don't understand.
Following suit, almost.
Yeah, like, maybe I don't understand it because it's not my culture, and do I have the right to say, oh, well, I don't think that's right? If she feels it's right, it's a weird thing, right? Because at the end of the day, I don't think a 16-year-old knows what they want for the rest of their life. But in the traveling community, there is also a lot of successful marriages where, you know, people are together since they're 14, 15, 16.
And her parents are.
Her parents are a show of it. So I think it's a weird one and it's a personal one. I wouldn't be happy if my daughter wanted to get married at 16. I would tell her absolutely fucking not and lock her in her bedroom for the rest of her life. But also, look, who am I to judge other people's families? I think it's a one that you need to tread really carefully with, because it is definitely a cultural thing where a lot of people in the traveling community get married young and their parents got married young. So I don't want to be disrespectful. Just personally, I don't know how I feel about that, because I know at 16 I would have married somebody that really I shouldn't have been marrying at all, you know? Like, if I was given free rein to get married at 16, God only knows where I'd be here and now today. But the Crocs, iconic.
Oh, stop.
Iconic.
They made an ad out of it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Stop.
Like, that is genius marketing. Yeah. Like, they did it after, like, but they were like, Crocs can do anything.
Well, her career is definitely about to take off because of the wedding.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's about to have a Crocs collab 1,000,000%.
I think after the new season as well, people were a bit like, because Paris was, did you watch the new season?
No, I don't watch it.
So
Tyson, sorry lads, but I'm a Tyson hater, like.
I get it. I wouldn't have said I was a fan, but the show is hilarious.
I think he puts Paris through
A lot. Water through some shit. We know that.
A lot of bullshit. Like, yeah. And she I think it's like emotional turmoil at points. Like, I haven't seen the show, so I've only seen clips. I'm not a Tyson hater. I don't fucking know the man. Like, but I'm not impressed with his behavior at the best of times.
Yeah, fair. But I wouldn't have said I was a fan either.
Yeah.
But it's actually like, yeah, he's the head of the household, and you do see him go through some of the, you know,
he has bipolar, doesn't
he? Yeah, so I was about to say, he's like the definition of bipolar. He actually has it, but like when you see him switch moods, I remember in season one, he wanted to go on holiday somewhere, whatever, and Paris literally says, oh, if this goes anyway pear-shaped, like, he'll just change his mind and go, I'm not going. And within 2 hours, he was like, I'm not going.
And that was it.
Yeah. And it was
like, I couldn't put up with that. How does she, like, Paris deserves, Paris Fury is one hell of a fucking woman. She deserves
sauce.
Yeah, she.
And she's so much better in the second season as well.
Yeah.
Like, even in it, like, they're having a bit of an argument. He tells her to get in her lane. And she's like, get in my lane. And then she starts, like, go mad at him. And then he says something to her later, trying to get her to do something. And she went, no, will I get back in my lane?
Yeah.
And all this, like, she is an icon.
Yeah. Yeah. The shit I've seen him put her through, I'm like, I don't know how she puts up with it. Like, I would have, I'm sorry.
Like, you know, like, I'm not fighting. I am fighting. I'm not fighting. Like, that is the story in season one and season two. He said he's retired and now he's back fighting. Like,
yeah.
And you're a bit like, right, this happened last time and you went back fighting. We get it. And obviously the fight had just happened when the series was released.
Yeah.
So it's like, we know you went back fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, you'd wonder if, like, Molly and Tommy, like, that whole dynamic might be quite similar to Tyson and Paris, because we know there's a lot, like, obviously I don't want to speculate on anyone's relationship, but we know that Molly and Tommy broke up, and that definitely wasn't for nothing. And we also know that Tommy is very much away, like, he wasn't at Venezuela's wedding.
Yeah, and yet Molly was, and she's due the baby.
And people were talking shit about her because I know exactly what she was doing. She didn't want to take anything from Venezuela. That's why she wore all black and was really low key, didn't wear a fancy dress, nothing, because all of the media coverage would have been Molly May, Molly May, Molly May, pictures of Molly May. Molly May looking stunning at Venezuela Fury's wedding. So I actually think it was really selfless what she did in wearing, and she's also heavily fucking pregnant. Like,
did you see what people were giving out? Because she was walking with, like, there was a security guard with her, and then there was someone holding an umbrella, and they were basically putting it in front of her so that the paps couldn't take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And at one stage, she sees a pap somewhere else, and she grabs the umbrella to move it towards.
Yeah,
they couldn't take a picture, and people were like, "Who does she think she is, taking the umbrella off the person?" I was like, "But that's what the umbrella was for."
Yeah, that's what it's for. And also, she probably has quite a personal relationship with her security guards. Like, people act like it's her first time meeting these people. It's definitely not. Like, if you're a celebrity, you're definitely hiring security that you feel comfortable with, especially for something like a wedding. Mm-hmm. So, like,
high profile, right? Wedding.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, I think people just love to fucking bully Molly May all the fucking time. Now they're bullying her for putting on a Jamaican accent. Did you see that?
No.
She goes, right now, I'm just thinking of making it through the night. I think it's like a Bob Marley song or something. So she put on a Jamaican accent when she said it, and I just spat all over the mic.
Make mark in your territory,
lads. I literally spat all over the mic just there. Who's going to be holding this mic next, talking bollocks? Ed, poor Ed. I think she was putting on the accent because of the song. I think that must be, like, let me look it up and see, is it a song? But they're all bullying her now over it, like, calling her, like, Jamaican May and all. Like,
folks at the minute has them making it true tonight. With a little bit of luck, we might make it true tonight.
But yeah, they don't give her a break. One thing I will say, why did the church look like literally a community centre or something? Like, the church looked terrible.
It's on the Isle of Man.
Yeah, they mustn't have much, because it's Venezuela Fury. You'd expect this fucking big fuck off church. Like,
do you see the chalet that they've been bought?
Yeah. Fab.
That's gorgeous. A gaff on
me. I know. People judge mobile homes so much. Like, oh, no. Some of them are,
like,
unreal.
I stayed in mobile homes for, like, the first, when I lived in England, like, that's what we would do for our holidays. We would go to, like, Brighton and stuff, and we'd stay in the chalets and all like that. But I've never seen a chalet like that.
Unbelievable.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a full-on gaff.
Gaff, yeah. Fully. I'm surprised. I didn't think that she'd, because obviously Paris and Tyson live in the house. So I didn't know if she would live in the mobile home or the chalet, or if they'd go for living in a house. But
I don't think she's staying in the Isle of Man. I think she's moving back.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, she's probably delighted with her life. There's probably not much going on in the Isle of Man, is there?
Did you not see her thing being like, does anyone know does Zara deliver to the Isle of Man?
No.
She was like, before I order and don't get my parcel delivered.
Why are they living on the Isle of Man?
I think it's for tax reasons.
Do you not get taxed on the Isle of Man? Maybe I'll move there.
Kind of like Jersey Island. Like.
I might move to the Isle of Man. What about the Aran Islands? Do you get taxed on the Aran Islands?
Yeah, I think so.
What the fuck? How could... That's so unfair.
But they're like, aren't the Isle of Man, Jersey, and there's the other one. I can never remember the name of the other one. They're all kind of like, are they England? Are they France? Are they, you know,
right,
sort of thing. But the Isle of Man, like, is between Ireland and England. So is it Ireland?
Is it Ireland? Yeah. Why don't we take that? What about, what is it called? Inishbeug? What's the smallest one? I bet you there's no tax on that.
Is...
I'm looking up, is there tax on the Aran Islands?
Is the Isle of Man tax-free? The Isle of Man is not entirely tax-free, but is a highly favourable low tax jurisdiction.
Oh, and it says, yeah, standard Irish taxes apply on the Aran Islands. Of fucking course they do. We can't have anything. You'd see me fucking doing Kayleys on the Aran Islands, laughing at revenue, kicking my legs up in the air.
Is this for the Aran Islands?
That is so unfair. I feel like if you live on the Aran Islands, the Aran Islands is beautiful, by the way. This is not me like making fun of the Aran Islands. I would actually love to live on the Aran Islands. That would be, it's like an episode of Ballymore or something, like in the most nicest way. It's like so beautiful and picturesque and whatever. But like, I feel like if you live on the Aran Islands, you shouldn't have to pay tax. I feel like that should be a rule.
Yeah, you're literally like, you have to get a boat to
take. Yeah, yeah, you have to literally fly to go into the city. Like, you know,
I don't think there's any supermarkets on the islands, is there?
I think there is. Like, on Inishmore. Inishmore, I think there is. Okay. The biggest one. Let me look it up. Hold on.
Tesco.
Is there a Tesco on Inishmore? Hold on. Yeah, I know you can get on Inishmore.
Watch it. I'll come back and be like, no, but there's a Super Value.
Let's see. It doesn't say. Yeah, it doesn't say. Weird.
Are there supermarkets on any of the Aran Islands? Yes, there are supermarkets on the Aran Islands. There's Spar.
Spar! Yeah. Woo!
And it's literally, so the official website for the Aran Islands, yeah? The tourist site. Spar Supermarket and Gourmet Food. And it tells you where it's located.
Jeez.
They're literally advertising the fact they have a supermarket.
And is that it? Just Spar? That's going to be very fucking expensive. Yeah. They have to do their food shops in Spar.
Looks like it.
Like their full grocery shop and all.
And it says Inish Ore has Shoppa XL.
Oh, Jesus. What the hell is that? This
must be their supermarket.
Oh, I think it'd be real cool to live on the Aran Islands. So, like, and do you know what? I feel like the Aran Islands contribute so much to Irish culture. Like, they are Gaeltacht. They're like, the Aran Islands are like the one place in Ireland that has not been anglicised, like, at all whatsoever.
They're almost more Irish than any part.
Yeah, of course. And do you know what I was thinking? I wonder, like, during the like whole like colonisation, like, did England just leave the Aran Islands alone?
Probably just didn't want to get a bow.
Yeah, I don't. I need to look. That's not even me being smart. I actually genuinely wonder this all the time. Like, how come?
But it was the whole thing, wasn't it? They sent everybody to the West.
Yeah.
So maybe they were just like, well, they're all over there, so
leave them. Alone, yeah. Yeah, kind of thing. Because the Aran Islands, they have like the very old Irish accents there. Like, they speak proper Irish. Anyway, lads, that brings us to an end of this week's episode. To be honest, I'm just very stressed out at the moment over this party. So I will keep us updated next week as to how it goes.
You'll see it on socials, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll definitely see it on socials, for sure. Half of bleeding social media is coming. Alex will be disgusted because, you know, the way he hates social media. Casey Campion's coming. She'll have the phone in his face within 2 seconds of being in the room.
TikToks and everything.
Yeah, she'll...
And to ransom.
But you know what? He'll be pissed. He'll do it. He'll be shaking his arse on TikTok next week. Watch.
They're one of those 360 cameras.
Yeah. Right, guys. As usual, see you next week. Love you. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor. A Go Loud original podcast.